as we get set for tip-off here from Olpe High School, what are your keys to victory for these two teams?
Well, as Coach Slay mentioned in the pregame, they have to do a much better job that against this press that they know they're going to see that Patrick Gardner is going to instill his defense on. They're going to have to keep Brooklyn Jones in check, and that's the key to Lebo finding success. Obviously, Brooklyn Jones, Sage Hadley, and Audrey Peake have all done a very good job of being leading scorers for this team in this young season, but Opie has to do a decent job of limiting Jones in the low post.
Absolutely. Well, we'll see if they can do that, as stepping into the tip-off circle will be Brooklyn Jones, the senior, as Opie breaks their huddle. See who will step in for them. Looks like it will be the freshman Lily Skowski. Opie will be going from left to right as we see the action here atop the gymnasium of Lebo High School. Opie in their road greens with gold trim and numbers. Lebo in their home whites with red letters and numbers. Wolves across the chest, and Brooklyn Jones wins the tip-off. No, they're going to actually redo it. I think they're going to call it a jump ball.
That did not go straight up.
It did not go straight up.
The official realized that.
It was a ugly toss, but now it's underway. Opie wins the tip-off into the backcourt. Again, going left to right here. Down into the left corner with it now is Kinzie Curzon, and Curzon will lose her handle on the ball. It'll go out of bounds. She was being pressured heavily.
Second consecutive start for Curzon as Grace Coughlin,
ooh,
Millie Bailey, and Katie Robert each recovering from injuries.
Audrey Peake gets the inbound.
Excuse me.
Audrey Peake gets the inbound and collides with an Opie player, but they're going to call a travel, no foul either way, so Opie will now regain possession. 7:45 remaining in this first quarter. No score yet as Lily Skowski, with some slick moves trying to get into the lane, has to work it to the left side now to Ava Clark. Clark down low. Great feed on the post to Jenna Smith, who finishes it off the glass for two. It's 2-0 Opie, and we're going to get a travel the other way on Lebo. Sage Hadley took a few too many steps before she picked up her dribble. And another turnover here, back-to-back for Lebo. 7:28 remaining in the first quarter. Opie leads it 2-0.
That was Opie giving Lebo some of their own medicine.
Yeah.
Defensive pressure in the backcourt really forced that turnover.
Lily Skowski brings it up across half court for the ladies in green. Bounce pass, right block, goes to Smith. She'll dribble it off her foot. It's picked up in the lane by Sage Hadley. She'll bounce it to the right wing to Brooklyn Jones. Jones now trying to get around Smith. Smith all over her. Hands off to Hadley, right corner now. She's trying to get around Smith. That's not going to work. She has to give it back to Jones at the top. Now worked into the hands of Abby Jones. Left wing to Audrey Peake. Peake being harassed. Gets it in the lane to Katie Ott. Ott tried to go up with it. Nothing going there. Worked right corner now to Hadley, who fires a three that goes over the top. Ball will bounce around a couple of hands before touching Jones and rolling out of bounds. So Opie regains possession. Inbounds coming on the Lebo end. And it'll go over the head of Lily Skowski. Kinzie Curzon was trying to find somebody and just kind of forced that pass. Correction, actually, McKenna Broyles, the senior on the inbound. Sage Hadley now will inbound from Lebo's own zone. Goes to Brooklyn Jones. Layup over the top of Ava Clark is good. And we're tied at two with 6:35 remaining in this first quarter. Down the stretch comes Lily Skowski. End-to-end layup right side is good. Skowski takes the lead back for Opie.
And that was something Opie did not have last year. Skowski, a freshman, they did not have a good ball carrier that could take it coast-to-coast that Skowski just did there.
Sage Hadley leads the offense down the other way for Lebo. Left corner, Audrey Peake thinks about a three, but instead she'll give it up top to Katie Ott. Ott circles around to the right wing, gets cut off by Broyles. Has to give it up top to Brooklyn Jones, who lets go a three, no good. And it'll fall out of bounds. Last touch by Lebo. Going to Opie now, who again lead it 4-2 with 6:04 left to go in this opening quarter. So far, the Lebo Lady Wolves look a little sped up. Inbound from the baseline. Broyles was trying to find Ava Clark, and it goes through Clark's hands. Out of bounds, right at the feet of Coach Ron Slaymaker. So another turnover here to Lebo.
That's their fourth one, and two of those being unforced errors. If you're going to stay in a game like this with Lebo, you cannot have that.
Brooklyn Jones in the post. Goes up for the shot. It's no good off the left side. Rebound goes to McKenna Broyles. Broyles leading the charge up the other way. going from end to end. Layup right side, rolls over the top. The rebound is pulled down by Lily Skowski. Now goes up top. Kinzie Curzon with the three ball. And it's been all Olpe thus far offensively as they lead it 7-2, 5:39 remaining in the first quarter. Jones has it on the Lebo end, top of the key. Dribbles inside, right block, short on the layup. Rebound will go to Hadley. She'll bounce it to Abby Jones, who gets fouled on the 5-foot jumper. And Jones has a chance at the 3-point play to cut the lead to 3. Apologies, cut the lead to 2. It's at 3 now, 7-4 Olpe. Puts up the extra point. It is no good. The rebound, fought for by Katie Ott. She'll be tied up with by Jenna Smith. They're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow stays with Lebo. Abby Jones to inbound from the left side of the basket. Goes up top. Brooklyn Jones, foul line jumper, hits iron, and that's it. But the rebound collected by Audrey Peak. Back to Jones at the top of the key. Now top of the left wing. Three on the way from Audrey Peak is well short. Rebound goes to Olpe. A turnover in the lane. Firing up the shot is Abby Jones. It rolls over the top and falls out of bounds. It was last touch. They're going to say by Lily Skowski of Olpe. So it stays with Lebo, who've had four shots now that they just can't seem to hit. Abby Jones keys it into the top to Brooklyn Jones. Now right corner to Abby. Work left side to Audrey Peak. Now to Sage Hadley on the left wing. Nice bounce pass to Katie Ott at the top, but she'll throw it away to McKenna Broyles. 4:50 remaining in this opening quarter. Lily Skowski down the stretch. She'll throw it left wing to Kinzie Curzon. Now in the lane, goes through the hands of McKenna Broyles, who gets bumped to the ground. No foul called. And they're going to say it was last touched by Olpe as it rolls out of bounds. So Lebo regains possession.
I still like that play there by Olpe, though. They were front McKenna Broyles and Ava Clark did a good job of entering it in, but just the pass a little bit too strong.
Abby Jones now left block as Lebo gets it into the front court. Almost throws it away. She will, actually, as Audrey Peak mishandled the pass. She tried to save it but stepped out of bounds before she could get it to a teammate. So with 4:33 remaining in this first quarter, Olpe leads Lebo 7-4. Inbounds coming from in front of the Olpe bench.
In the
as
matchups.
We will get a substitution here. Apologies, Michael. Grace Coughlin will sub out Jenna Smith. Smith with 2 points on the night thus far, as you were saying.
In the matchups last year, Lebo defeated Olpe 73-20 in the first matchup. They met in the semifinals of the Lion County League tournament. And that was a 52-29 victory for Lebo. That was the first wins over Olpe in over 10 years.
Lily Skowski gets it in to Katie Robert, who checks in for Olpe as well. Skowski now has it, top of the key. She's trying to get around Audrey Peak. Left side to Katie Robert. Now inside the arc. Back out to Skowski. Skowski drives inside. Nice little pass down low. Finishes off the glass. Does Grace Coughlin on the left-handed layup. On the inbound attempt, Brooklyn Jones was trying to find Audrey Peak, and we get a collision between Peak and Robert. See if they're going to call a foul. Yes, they will. That's going to go against Katie Robert, her first, team's first. As the lead now 9-4 Olpe. Brooklyn Jones gets the inbounds in the front court, gets cut off by Robert, turns, shoots, scores from 4 feet, and immediately Olpe back on the offensive as Lily Skowski mishandles it, falls down, loses it out of bounds, and they want Olpe. Once a foul called, they're not going to get it.
A lot of contact right there.
Yeah.
Normally you get that call, but not in a woofed-in matchup.
Abby Jones, right wing, works it up top to Audrey Peak, tries to handle her way through four green jerseys, and she'll get tied up with by two of those. And the possession arrow will go Olpe's way. Full court pressure being applied here by Lebo as Curzon will inbound it to Robert in the backcourt. McKenna Broyles works it into the front to Curzon. Left wing, bounce pass to the left block, trying to find Grace Coughlin. It gets intercepted partially by Sierra Crouch, who's checked in for Lebo, and that's going to cause a jump ball and an alternate possession to Lebo. 3:36 remaining in this opening quarter, 9-6 the lead for Olpe. They've led the entirety of this first quarter. Brooklyn Jones, near half court, works it right side to Audrey Peak. Peak lobs it in the lane to Sage Hadley, who can't hit the bunny, and we get another tie-up on the rebound attempt between Hadley and McKenna Broyles. And they're going to say possession arrow should be going.
It should flip. Lebo just got it.
It should be Opie's ball, and it will be. Well, yep, there we go. With just a little confusion, it got sorted out. With a little help from the Opie faithful here. McKenna Broyles flings it to half court to Lily Skowski. Skowski goes down, gets fouled on the layup attempt by Katie Ott. As Skowski had a breakaway, give Katie Ott some credit. She got back pretty quick, but too close for comfort. And she'll pick up her first foul of the night. Team's first at the line shooting two now. Lily Skowski puts up the first, nothing but net. Skowski now with 3 points as Opie leads Lebo 10-6. 3:19 remaining in the first quarter. Skowski sets, puts up the second. That one rolls around, thinks about it, then falls through. Now 4 points on the night for the freshman Lily Skowski. 11-6 the lead for Opie. Sage Hadley works it from left to right in the Lebo end. Now hands off to Crouch at the top of the key into the hands of Katie Ott now. Ott will drive inside the lane and have to back outside of the arc. Tries to throw a pass to Hadley on the left block. It gets knocked down, but picked up by Brooklyn Jones. Ball worked back up top to Audrey Peake. Fires a three. It's no good. The rebound will be won by McKenna Broyles. Opie doing a great job here of really shutting down the offense of Lebo with 2:40 remaining in the first quarter. Opie leads at 11-6. Curzon for three from the left wing. No good. Rebound will be tied up for by Sierra Crouch and Katie Robert. Possession arrow will go Lebo's way, so they got a chance to cut it into this 5-point lead with 2:32 remaining in the first quarter. They have yet to lead. Audrey Peake gets it into the front court. Ooh, dangerously close to a travel as she really pulled up on the brakes. Hadley gets it on the left block, then gets trapped, and she throws it away, trying to find Brooklyn Jones up top. And now we're going to get a timeout by Coach Patrick Gardner. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. But thus far, Michael, Opie coming out with some ferocity, really taking it to the Lebo Wolves.
Well, they're applying full-court pressure on any stop, you know, any dead ball, you know, made basket. And then as soon as they get in the half court, they transition to a 2-3 zone. They're doing a great job of help defense, and that has really forced 6 turnovers, and that's what Coach Patrick Gardner is saying. They're speeding us up. We got to play our game.
You know, I will say this. Historically speaking, when Lebo's had a bit of a slow start offensively, as soon as Coach Gardner calls that first time out and has a conversation with his girls, it settles them down, and they turn it into a whole new gear. I wonder if we'll see that here. 2:20 remaining in the first quarter, 11-6 the lead for Opie. Robert gets the inbound in the backcourt. She'll bring it up across half. Top of the key being guarded by Brooklyn Jones. She'll throw it left corner into the hands of Ava Clark. Clark didn't see the shot there.
It was Ava Clark. She drove baseline and threw a floater off the glass.
Took my eyes off it for 1 second, and that's what happens. Ava Clark now with 2 points on the night. The lead now out to 7, 13-6. Opie leading Lebo with 1:50 remaining in the first quarter. Audrey Peake to Sierra Crouch, left wing, up top to Katie Ott. Ott hands off to Peake. Nice spin move in the lane. Fires at the shot. It's too strong. Rebound will be won by Grace Coughlin. Coughlin gives to Katie Robert. Robert goes to the foul line and then kicks it back up top to Coughlin. Back to Robert now at the top.
Lebo cannot allow the Opie Lady Eagles to keep on building confidence. It's confidence that they struggled with all year long last year with the weight of the Opie jersey.
Coughlin trying to maintain possession, being harassed by Sage Hadley. Hadley will collide with Coughlin and draw the foul. So Hadley picks up her first, team second. Katie Robert gets the inbound, now goes right wing to Ava Clark. Down low. Right block, turns and shoots to Jenna Smith, who's back into the Opie lineup. No good. Rebound put back is also no good by Lily Skowski. The rebound goes to Lebo. Sierra Crouch leads the way. Katie Ott trying to find Brooklyn Jones in the lane. It gets knocked down, but Jones recovers. Now back to Ott. Down low, great feed to Audrey Peek, who finishes off the right side. That's Peek's first points of the ball game. With 45 seconds remaining in the first quarter, 13-8 the lead for Opie. Skowski down the other way, tried to find Coughlin on the left block, got a little out of control, and the pass will go out of bounds. Lebo a chance to get this back within a single possession as they trail it by 5, 13-8 with 40 seconds to go in the first. Audrey Peek to Sierra Crouch, left wing. Crouch trying to back down the defender, and she won't back her down, but she will manage to draw a foul as Ava Clark picks up the offense. That's her first, team's third. Inbound coming on the baseline from the right side of the basket on the Lebo end. Hadley inbounds to Crouch in the left wing. Crouch circles around, gets inside the lane, goes to the foul line, off the right block. Layup is no good. Rebound goes to Olpie. Now in the hands of Katie Robert with 22 seconds remaining in the first. Robert, top of the right wing. Circles back towards half court. Now trying to attack inside the lane again. And we're going to get a five-second call on Olpie. So a costly turnover there as they have a five-point lead. That'll be the 10th turnover for the Lady Eagles in this first quarter. 10 seconds remaining in the first. Audrey Peek has it, top of the key. She goes left side. Katie Ott now drives inside the lane, gets collided with by Coughlin and Skowski and fires a desperation shot that's not even close. And that will do it for one. At the end of the first quarter, it's 13-8. Opie leading Lebo here on our girls' half of the area game of the week. We'll take a quick break, come back, and have second quarter action. You're listening to Area High School Basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fellinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfellinger.com. By Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop by your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all of your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Start of the second quarter of action, 13-8 the lead for Opie, who has possession. Grace Coughlin, foul line jumper is short. The rebound is collected by Lebo, who are back on the attack now. Sage Hadley has it top of the key. Hands off to Sage Hadley, never mind, has it back again. Top of the key, three is no good. Rebound put back by Audrey Peek is good. And Peek has four now. Down the other way we go with speed. Grace Coughlin throws it into a sea of white jerseys. It's taken away. Hadley leads the charge back the other way. Abby Jones has it now. Into the hands of Brooklyn Jones in the lane. Jumper off the right block is too short. And the rebound goes Opie's way. 7 minutes remaining in this first half. Opie leading by three, 13-10. They've led by as many as eight. Lebo collects the ball off a missed shot by Grace Coughlin. Goes back the other way. Three on the way, no good by Abby Jones. And the rebound will be won by Olpe. Sage Hadley takes a tumble in the process. No foul called. Katie Robert takes it down the other way, and it's poked away by Brooklyn Jones. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Olpe here. As checking out of the lineup for the Lady Eagles will be Grace Coughlin. Back in comes McKenna Broyles. Broyles, the senior. No points in this ball game just yet, but some crucial takeaways. as we get a little bit of a scrum on the inbound attempt. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Lebo. It'll stay with the Lady Eagles as Broyles inbounds off the left side of the basket. Looking for an open teammate. Gets it to Katie Robert at the top of the key, being guarded by Brooklyn Jones. Robert lobs it left block to Jenna Smith, and they're going to say Smith got a fingertip on it as it falls out of bounds. So it'll go Lebo's way now as they trail it by 3, 13-10, 6:29 remaining in the first half. Lebo yet to lead in this ballgame. Full court pressure now being applied by Olpe. As you mentioned earlier, Michael, Lady Eagles taking a little bit of a page out of Coach Patrick Gardner's playbook. Early full court pressure. Audrey Peake has it right wing, being harassed by Broyles. She'll give it up to Abby Jones. Back to Peake now, dribbles inside the lane to the foul line. Ball will go across half court, tipped into the backcourt by Olpe as Katie Ott collects it. She takes a few steps and travels. So a turnover to Olpe once again. Approaching 6 minutes to go here in this first half. 13-10, still the lead for the Lady Eagles. Ball stolen by Abby Jones, goes down the other way, has her shot knocked out of her hands, but they're going to call a foul on Katie Robert. I'm not sure I can agree with that one. It looked like she got all ball.
I'm glad you said that, Tegan.
Yep.
If not, I'm going to be a homer.
No, we were thinking the same thing. We were thinking the same thing. Katie Robert picks up her second offense of the night. To the foul line goes Abby Jones, who knocks down her first of two, pulls her team within two. Puts up the second. It's good. We got a one-point game now. 13-12, the lead for Olpe, who have yet to score here in the second quarter. I spoke too soon. Oh, no! A great feed by Katie Robert. Jenna Clark had it left block. It just overshot it. Rebound goes to Lebo. We're back on the attack for the Wolves. Ball thrown away in the lane. Katie Robert gets it. Now hustling down the other way. She's got Katie Ott to beat. Throws it up right side. Desperation layup is short. And the rebound will go to Sage Hadley. Hadley to Ott across half court. Ott to Brooklyn Jones at the foul line. She goes right block. Layup, too strong, over the top. Jenna Smith collects the board and gets tied up with by Jones. And they're going to say possession arrow stays with the Lady Wolves. 13-12 the lead for Olpe. 5:20 remaining in the first half. Katie Robert will take a seat. Lily Skowski comes back into the Olpe lineup.
The Eagles have had some excellent opportunities down low. They've just yet to convert, or struggling to convert.
Yeah.
But their defense is really doing a great job. Jenna Smith on Brooklyn Jones, just giving her fits.
Inbound goes to Audrey Peake on the left corner. She fires a three that's no good. Olpe collects the board. McKenna Broyles now, right block. Has it poked away in the lane, and we're going to get a foul?
Wow.
They're going to call a foul on McKenna Broyles, who got flung to the floor trying to fight for the possession. I don't know about that one.
Needless to say, these fans
fired up.
This Olpe-Lebo rivalry alive and
well. Oh, yes. That's not in dispute here. Nonetheless, it's a turnover to to Lebo as Sage Hadley loads up a three left corner. It rolls over the top. And Jenna Clark, no surprise, there to collect the board for Olpe.
Jenna Smith.
What did I say?
Clark.
My apologies. I just think that she and Ava Clark would make a great, phenomenal basketball player. They're both awesome athletes. I was trying to combine them into the ultimate super player.
Lebo now 0-for-8 from beyond the arc so far.
Not something you see from them very often. McKenna Broyles inbounds right side to Lily Skowski. Skowski right block. Trying to pivot and find an open teammate. She finds it in the form of Kinsey Curzon, who has a three on the night. Now left block into the hands of McKenna Broyles. Broyles over the top of Brooklyn Jones in the lane. No good. Rebound taken by Sierra Crouch. And, ooh, a long lead pass trying to find Abby Jones. It got a little in front of her, but she saves it. Ball worked down to the left wing. Audrey Peake, layup, left side, good. And Olpe no longer in the lead. Lebo has their first lead of the ball game, 14-13, 4:22 remaining in the first half. And we're going to get, I believe, an out-of-bounds call on Lebo. They last touched it, poked it out of bounds. And now Coach Patrick Gardner wants to have a conversation with his team. He'll take a full timeout with 4:22 remaining in this first half. 14-13, the lead for the Lady Wolves. We'll take a quick break. Be right back with more second quarter action right after this.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston Land Agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And Van Gundy Farms, your area Hogemeyer seed dealer serving the greater Lyon County area, proud sponsors of all area athletes.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by All-Star Rental and U-Haul, north of Tyson on Highway 50 in Emporia. From their heavy equipment outside to their indoor showroom, they have everything you need for your do-it-yourself projects. By ASC Engineered Solutions ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available. And by Andy Siding, for siding, gutter, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
Freshman Lily Skowski leads the charge up the way for Olpe and gives it on the right corner to Kinsey Curzon, who gets harassed by two Lady Wolves and will end up turning it over for the 16th time here in this first half. 4:13 remaining. Lebo on the attack with the lead, 14-13, as I mentioned. First lead of the ball game for the Lady Wolves. Sierra Crouch at the foul line, drives inside, nice bounce pass, left side. 10-foot jumper is a little bit short by Sage Hadley. Hadley having some trouble getting going as Brooklyn Jones will pick up a foul. Trying to reach in to take the ball back and got a bunch of wrists there, according to the official. That'll be Jones's second, team's fourth. And that is not a player you want in foul trouble. Lily Skowski with it for Lebo. Nice poke again by Brooklyn Jones. Will send it out of bounds into the sea of red supporters here for the Lebo Wolves. It'll stay with Olpe as it was last touched by Jones. No full court pressure being applied here with the inbounds in the backcourt by Olpe. Lebo kind of giving them some room. Skowski into the front court. Goes to Curzon. Has her pass deflected. Keeps it. Now gives it to McKenna Broyles. Broyles, top of the key. Top of the left wing. Now into the left corner. Worked into the hands of Ava Clark, who has it taken away by Brooklyn Jones. She goes the length of the court and lays it in for two off the left side. We're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Ron Slaymaker. Now he wants to talk things over with his team as they trail by three, 16-13, with 3:23 remaining in this opening half. They led by as many as eight in the first quarter, but that has since disappeared.
Yeah, Opie had a great start that first quarter, but they have yet to find the bucket in the second. An 8-0 run in the second quarter by Lebo's found themselves on top, and they're trying to take control of this ball game. And the Coach Slay sensing that, taking a second timeout in the last minute of play.
My correction, I apologize. As you know, I'm not great at math, but I was only one number off. 7 points, the highest lead for Olpe. Hey, at least I got it within one, right?
Close enough.
Close enough. At least I'm wearing a jacket that makes me feel confident.
Law of averages will definitely be in your favor.
I got a little too overconfident. The pink jacket's working, man. Lily Skowski, top of the key. Goes right corner to Curzon. Now Curzon goes right block to Grace Coughlin, who has the ball knocked out of her hands by Sage Hadley. They tie up for it. And possession arrow will stay with the Lady Eagles.
I just thought it was Lebo red and you washed it with some white.
Somebody said to me, I had a Lebo supporter say, why aren't you wearing red? I said, I got to show no bias. And I had an Olpe supporter saying, where's your green one? I said, I can't show bias, guys. I thought pink was a nice neutral color. Skowski goes baseline. Now kicks it up top to Ava Clark.
Kinsey Curzon with Kinsey her Curzon second three of the ball game.
Gets the pass and fires it in. Ties this game up 16-all with 2:56 remaining in this first half. Curzon has been money from beyond the arc. Hadley goes right wing to Abby Jones. Now back into the hands of Audrey Peake, who will lay it in for two off the right side, going over the top of two defenders. Audrey Peake now approaching double figures with eight as getting a little sped up is Olpe. Curzon will mishandle it. It'll go into the Lebo student section, and that's where Abby Jones will inbound it from. Katie Robert checking back into the Olpe lineup, taking a seat will be Curzon with 6 points all from beyond the arc tonight. 18-6 the lead for the Lady Wolves. 2.5 to go in this first half. It's been fast-paced thus far. Audrey Peak finds Sierra Crouch on the left side of the floor. Now up to the top of the key to Brooklyn Jones. To Audrey Peak, still at the top. Trying to go around Lily Skowski. Ball work to Sage Hadley. She goes left wing, gets cut off. Now gives it back to Audrey Peak at the top. Peak trying to set the offense here. Olpe doing a great job of patrolling that perimeter. The ball's lobbed to Brooklyn Jones on the left block. Almost a half-court violation, but Audrey Peak saves it. Again, tries to lob it to Jones, who this time gets tapped on the wrist by Grace Coughlin. And that will be Coughlin's first offense of the night, team sixth of this first half. One away from putting Lebo in the bonus. Crouch gets the inbound, right wing, goes up top to Sage Hadley. Now right corner to Abby Jones. Back to Crouch, top of the right wing. Brooklyn Jones ties up with Grace Coughlin in the lane as Crouch approaches. Has her shot deflected and taken away by Lily Skowski. McKenna Broyles leads the charge for Olpe. Katie Robert gets it to the top of the key, thought about a three, won't take it. Instead, she'll pass it over to Ava Clark, who fires the three ball. It's no good. Rebound fought for and won by Lebo. Hadley has it half court. Goes to Brooklyn Jones, who manages to save an errant pass, but she saves it right to McKenna Broyles. Katie Robert loses her handle on it now. It's back in the possession of Lebo. And this is turning into a foot race. Boy, it went from a basketball game to a track meet real quick.
With nothing to show for it, but some turnovers.
Under 60 to go in this first half. Hadley to Jones, backs down the defender, misses the bunny, gets her own rebound, goes up top to Hadley, fires a three, hits back iron, no good. Rebound won by McKenna Broyles, 40 seconds remaining in this first half. Katie Robert has it now across half court. She'll pull up just shy of the arc, back towards half, allowing her teammates to get set around the court. Right side of the floor now to Lily Skowski, 25 seconds remaining in the first half. Back to Robert, right side. Now left wing to Skowski. 13 seconds. Holding for the last shot. Skowski turns on the Jets, goes left corner, Broyles, three on the way, is well over the top. Rebound goes to Audrey Peak. She hustles down the other way. 1 second, ball knocked out of her hands, and that'll do it. At the end of two, it's 18-6. Lebo leading Olpe. Sorry, 18-16. I got a little sped up myself there. At the half, we'll take a quick break. Come back into the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Have halftime stats and analysis. And get our thoughts on that first half of action. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM. Area High School.